Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. Today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, financial planning and investment firm headquartered in South Florida. Today, we're taking the plunge into the realm of home buying. For the time being, let's skip the basics and jump to home buying 102. And at the end of today's episode, we'll end with some of the fundamentals.
Buying a house is a monumental financial decision. It's crucial to go through the proper research and understand all of your options. Let's begin by exploring mortgages. While the 30-year and 15-year fixed rate option is well known, there are some alternatives worth exploring.
And one of those options, apart from those fixed rate mortgages, is the adjustable rate mortgage, or ARM, which may be attractive as it offers a lower initial interest rate for a set period versus the fixed rate mortgage. After this initial period, though, your rate adjusts based upon market conditions, either higher or lower, meaning you are taking some risk on the rate. While we may not necessarily recommend it, this can also be a strategic move if you want to play the game of predicting the future of interest rates.
Another option is interest-only loans, where early mortgage payments are minimal because you're not paying off any of the principal. This suits those anticipating higher future earnings because it minimizes current outflows or those aiming for other opportunities where they think they can make more money. However, it's essential to note the risks and uncertainties involved with a loan like this. Life happens, and not having more of the capital required to make home purchase could affect you negatively in the future.
So staying on mortgages, we all know that the interest rate is a crucial factor in how expensive a home purchase will be. But changes in mortgage rates don't just affect your payments. They influence home prices too. Lower rates boost affordability by the buyer, but it also increases demand from other buyers and will likely drive up home prices.
Using an example, imagine a $1 million home is affordable at an 8% interest rate, and then interest rates drop by 2%. You would think home buyers would be ecstatic about this, the same house for less. But how the market usually works is that same house now costs $1.2 million due to increased affordability for buyers and the increased demand.
And this is absolutely something to keep in mind. It is not just waiting for rates to go down and you will save money. Recent fluctuations may have lured many buyers back into the market, but this is also likely influencing price movements as well. And finally, let's not forget the fundamentals.
First, save for a down payment. A 20% down payment helps avoid private mortgage insurance and eases monthly payments. While it is possible to put a lower down payment amount, insurance will increase along with creating a larger mortgage, which means larger monthly payments.
Also, keep an eye on your credit score. A score below 620 poses challenges to obtaining funding and will come with a higher interest rate if you can get a loan, while higher scores above 700 will ease the borrowing process and save you money on interest.
Lastly, consider the overall expenses of home ownership. Insurance, property taxes, maintenance, and furnishing costs can add up quickly. If you're going to just get by when making your mortgage payments, you're likely stretching yourself too thin if you don't take these costs into consideration.
So to recap today's episode, buying a home is a significant life decision. Being financially prepared and understanding the process is key. Remember, it's unlikely the first home you will see will be the one you buy. Be diligent and informed throughout this journey and be ready to put into the work. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@provwealth.com. or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. selected diversification, and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors, or PWA Securities, do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.